Women cannot have it all. As a woman, you cannot have a career or a job and successfully raise your kids and also be a great wife. This belief has limited women for many decades. But our guest on the show today is a testament of how false and untrue that statement or that quote is. You are listening to the Truth Career Podcast, a podcast that provides solutions to your problems, gives answers to your questions, and sparks deep conversations about the issues we face as a people and a society. I'm your host, Kamsi, and I want to say a very big thank you to my old and new listeners for tuning in today. I'm very excited for today's episode because I believe that anybody that tunes in today is going to leave with something tangible. So open your ears, lend me your time, and let's do this.
Permit me to interrupt your day with this breaking news. It's Thursday and the Truth Courier is back to rock your world.
Yes, yes, I love this podcast.
So joining me on today's episode is a woman of virtue, a peace in marriage and relationship advocate, a premium wife and mother of four nations, popularly known as Olori Adekunle. Welcome to the Truth Career Podcast. I'm so glad you are here today.
Wow, thank you so much.
My
pleasure to be here as well.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this topic, and because I actually admire you a lot. And when I found out that you were married for like 10 years, and I'm like, what? And you still like, do all this? Yeah, it was quite shocking, you know, because I thought maybe you're just a few years into marriage and all that, but 10 years, like, You deserve accolades.
It's not. So we keep moving. We move.
Wow, yeah. I'm so excited Thank about you. So before we proceed, we would appreciate if you could tell us a little more about yourself and what you do.
Okay. As you've said anyway, I am Oluwani Femi Adekunle Adebayo. Wow. Popularly known as Olori Adekunle, not Olori Adekunle, Olori Adekunle. That is actually his coin.
Yeah, wow, oh yes. My god.
My husband is Adekunle.
Yeah, wow.
So, you know, as the name goes, Ade is from a royal family, so I have to be his coin.
Wow.
So, I am a French teacher by profession, and I am a mother of four great nations, as you said. And happily married woman, and also I am a peace in relationship and marriage advocate by passion and purpose.
Wow, that's amazing! You said you were a graduate of French, and you're French teacher right now, right?
Yes.
Wow, it just so happens that I also studied French in school.
As much as I run after my passion and my skills, I'm also a teacher in a school.
Wow.
And I'm a wife in a home and a mother of children.
Wow. You must be a superwoman.
Something like that.
Okay, that's amazing. Well, I just so happen to study French in university, so let's speak a little French before we continue. Bonjour, comment ça va?
Bien, comment allez-vous?
Moi, je vais bien, très bien. Je suis contente de t'avoir aujourd'hui.
Merci beaucoup. Je
suis contente aussi. Wow. Sorry, because today we've told you. If we start, you're not going to stop.
I'm not even pitying us. It's the audience that are pitying, because they'll be like, what's this now?
As you know.
What's this now?
Oh my gosh.
You know, French is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Yeah. I actually didn't know that I would find myself in the four walls of a classroom. Mm-mm. It has not been a passion. So, but I don't know. You know, sometimes what you have when you are little, you know, tends to call back for you when you grow up.
That's true.
When I was a little girl, I remember vividly. as I will collect all the siblings, I mean, sorry, all the children in our compound. I'll pack them in one room in our house, and I'll be teaching them. But then it's not like I actually wish to become a teacher.
Yeah.
But I know something in me loves to teach.
Hmm.
I just love to gather children. I'll gather them in a room, and I remember very well, I will write on the wall at our backyard with chalk.
Hmm.
When my dad comes out and he sees it, he will shout at me, you this out. I'll say, sorry, I'll carry water, clean everything. I will still write another one the other day.
Yeah.
You know, I just have this passion for teaching, for impacting.
Hmm.
I didn't know it because I remember very well in school when they said, when do you want to become? You will never hear me say, I want to become a teacher. Who wants to become a teacher? Nobody. So it's always, I want to become a banker.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Where I found myself now, you know, it's a ton of joy. When I look back and I think back, I know that, of course, I'm doing what
you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Yes. So if you don't mind me asking, how did you become or rather, what made you or what pushed you to become a peace in marriage and relationship advocate?
Well, I will say that I became that by default. That is, in the absence of any opposite actions, life wanted me to become that.
Wow.
But I would say no at the same time, because, you know, by life threat, life present issue and all of that, you find out that what you wish to become, you never find yourself even walking in that direction.
Exactly.
Okay, to keep it simple, I have always been, I think I mentioned this earlier, I had always been somebody who wished to become a lawyer.
Okay.
Lawyer. When I was a little girl, ask me, what do you want to become? I'll tell you a lawyer.
Yeah.
So you know, when all plans, every of your, you know, ways to try to pursue that become like meaningless, useless, jam will just cut you off and you don't even have enough, you know, then I remember very well that my father used to tell me that there is not even enough, you know, finance to pursue what
yeah.
I
wanted. Yeah,
because I come from a very big family, polygamous family at that. My father has about like 15 wives, and we are like about 24 children.
Wow.
Well, my mom happens to be the last wife anyway.
Wow.
So, it wouldn't be an easy one family when you have. I'm the 12th born, you can imagine that. You know? So, I find myself, you know, in that area, I just started to learn French. But then, one thing that never leaves my thoughts is that I will find a way to make sure I study law. I love law so much. So it's not like I've this mind of becoming a peace in relationship and marriage advocate.
Okay.
But you know, I would say my love for advocating for peace has started a long time ago. I just find out that when I speak, I relate peace into people's hearts. I don't know, but I just know that when people come to me, they go away from me with a peaceful, you know, heart. When they come to me with worry and, you know, they relate to what is going on in their hearts with me, I just find out that I have a way of soothing their pain with my words.
So
when I got married, that was about 10 years ago, in my marriage, I wasn't seeing the peace that I expected. You know, I wasn't seeing what I expected.
Yeah.
So it got to a time like I wanted to leave, like let's go of this marriage.
Mm.
It was then and then that I heard God clearly that this is the course where I need you.
Mm.
This is the course where I need your talent.
Mm.
I want you to help people build their relationship, build their home, you know, to see peace. That it wasn't like it wasn't a coincidence. I wouldn't say it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's just my passion coming through. It's just my purpose, you know, finding me.
Yeah, your purpose.
And
exactly.
It's until one day when I was just reading through my dictionary and I was looking at, you know, lawyer, who is a lawyer? And I found out that a lawyer is also an advocate. I was like, wow, like seriously?
That's true.
So I found out that it's just, you know, nature trying to bring to me what I had been showcasing as a little girl
Angels. Yeah. Well, that was an amazing one.
Now,
we just want to know, because that's the main thing we are here for today. As like you've been saying since, when you get married, many responsibilities, family, this, that, they all come up. You start losing your passion. So we want to know, how do you now, as a married woman who has four children, you still have a business, you're a teacher, and you still follow your passion. How do you do it? Can you give us practical tips on how, if as a married woman, how can I also achieve all these things comfortably the way you do? So that's what we want to know now.
Okay. Well, the first thing is, I like to just be so plain. As a woman of four children, as I speak with you, I have, like, apart from my career as a French teacher, and also as a peace in relationship and marriage advocate, being my purpose, I can count like about five other things that I do. I'm in a caterer, I do cakes, I do snacks when people have occasion.
Yeah.
I do decoration, though I don't have myself a decoration. I go out and follow, I do decoration. I do mini importation.
Yeah.
Why am I doing all of those things? That, you see, to say the truth to ourselves, the day of women sitting down without doing anything has gone.
Yes.
Like, it has, it's long gone.
Mm-hmm.
Long gone. I must walk. My own philosophy of marriage, when it's a man and a woman, like that, when a man has 50 naira to give, if you don't have 50 naira to give as a woman, you must be able to give.
Yeah.
It is not left to the man to know that he dropped that money. I'm hard up to it.
Yeah.
What to do? You should be able to keep it somewhere, knowing fully well that you don't have to wait for the man to do everything.
Yeah.
So now, how was I able to now package it well as a married man? But after the fact that you do what you're doing and you let your husband know why you're doing what you're doing.
Okay.
When a man knows why you're doing what you're doing as a woman, he will support you.
That's true.
It doesn't have to be everything. What you do. You know, there are a lot of women that they don't know what they want to do. So why they want to embark in that business. They don't know why they want to embark in this process. They don't know. They just want to do it. But when you take a man know what you want to do, what you want to do, like, there is enough clarity, he will support you.
Yeah.
Unless that man do not love you.
Mm-hmm.
He will support you. So the first thing is that I have a support. There are so many times I have to, you know, want to go online for video, I mean, for all live sessions,
like,
and he wants to fix himself to do some things for me. All of these things, I do not take them for granted.
Why?
Support. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is that most people, if it wants to be like struggle, I pray in truth. At times, yes, it wants to be like a struggle.
Yeah.
Like you have to struggle through it, like it seems it doesn't want to align with you.
Yeah.
The thing he doesn't want to, the thing he doesn't want to go through with you, then I have to play him through. Because you see, the truth is that it doesn't go well when you are a woman of ambition. You are very ambitious. A man who is not strong enough will kill that strength in you.
Yes.
See, one thing I also do is that in everything that I do, my family comes first.
Okay.
I don't neglect the needs of my family.
Yeah.
Like, my family comfort, because I understand the fact that my family is my primary assignment. If I fail in marriage, my death is our field goal.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do this myself. I didn't come into this marriage myself. God led me into it. So if I fail in it, I fail God.
Yeah.
So I put the marriage first. I put the home first. I put things first. I put my children first to understand that I didn't get in here by my own selfish desire.
Yes.
And I have to make the glory of God showcase in this home.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the fact that this home is my primary assignment, so I bring it first.
Yeah.
And I make sure I meet up with the demands of the family in my own little way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So after that, you know, if support comes, you see, then when the support doesn't come, like I say, I pray in truth. And I make sure that I walk my children as little as they are, the least of my child, my little baby is 3 years old. My baby knows that, mommy is a speaker. My baby knows that mommy is the writer. My little baby, she knows, because sometimes she imitates me in something. So my children also they also know and they understand. The children to align with what I do, because they understand that this is mommy way. They know where mommy wants to read. They know where mommy wants to speak. They know where mommy wants to write. They know where mommy wants to play with them. I don't joke with playing with my children. I don't joke with playing with them. I have their time. We have family time. We have my me time. I have my own time. So I know a way that I give time for all those things so that I will not mess myself up, you know, in areas that matter the most. So as a woman, you must know how to manage it so that it won't mess the other one that is hyper important, which is your family. Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm listening.
So when you know how to manage all those things in a day, you know how to manage time. Okay, I go to work early in the morning. Before I go to work, I must have prepared food for my husband. I must have prepared food that I will take to work, that my children will take to school. And we all get home at the same time at 5 o'clock. At that time, my husband is not back. By the time he gets back, the food is already, you know, well prepared. And the kids will have to wait till he comes back. We eat together, we pray, and we go to bed. So we all have the way, you know. We all have a way that we help ourselves. I can't do it alone. Without that support, it's not possible. When we started home, before we get here, the passion that my husband had in this house of marital eminence, that is my vision, really, it wasn't as strong as it is now. But now, the way he put his effort and his strength into it, marvel me, like, oh, wow. He will sit me down and tell me some things at times, like, why don't you inculcate this into your program? Why don't you put... I wonder, and that is how it works. Number one, when you involve God earlier, and even if you don't involve God earlier, know that there is. See, let me tell you, you can't do marriage without God.
Yes.
You can. So even if you want to do well as a woman, you want to excel, you want to really pursue your ambition, you have to involve God. Without God, you will mess the whole thing up. It is either you are doing well, and your marriage is flopping, or marriage is flopping. And you're not doing well outside marriage.
That's
but
true.
If you want the whole thing, you know, to blend well, you have to involve God. You can't do without Him. You can't do ambition successfully in marriage as a woman without operating with your family.
Your family and a supportive spouse. That's amazing. So let me just say, a woman that is listening to this right now and she's not really doing anything, but she wants to start something, like maybe this fire she has heard in you this night, it wants to inspire her to start something. What advice would you give to her that can help her begin?
Well, for a woman who has not been doing anything, like I said, it might not have been easy for me to talk about this, but I said I've been there too.
Yeah.
For 3 years of our marriage, I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I'll say is this. You see, as a woman who has not been doing anything and married, sit down first. Like, sit yourself down. Think again. What exactly do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Either you want to go into sales, you want to go into business, okay, you want to pursue your purpose. You know, there's a place of career, profession, and there is a place of purpose. These things are two different things. Maybe you just want to make money, because you know when you are talking about purpose, it's more like you sold yourself out to humanity.
Yes.
You just want to do. You don't mind the money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not about the money. It's not about the fame, but it's about the impact. Then the first thing you do, you seek help. I said it the other time that while I was the follower again, and I was thinking in my mind that, hey, how long do I have to do? The money that I used in learning the catering that I learned then, I got it from my pastor's wife. So suit me.
Yeah.
So my pastor's wife was taught, and the woman that they just handed the 10,000 naira budget, I went straight to the person I wanted to learn catering from. I dropped the money. And once we go out of the house, like this, so I'll just make food. Before he comes back, I've gotten back to the house.
Yeah.
So now, one thing you have to do is that you don't just speak like that. You seek help.
Yeah.
You seek help.
After thinking,
you speak
for
out.
Help. Yes.
Yes. You get counsel.
Mm-hmm.
You seek knowledge. I guess for people who are doing well in that thing you want to do, is it business? People are doing well in business now.
Yeah.
Just look for a business mogul, somebody you know that you can, you know, relate with around you.
Mm-hmm. So talk to
if
somebody.
Start small, just start.
Yeah.
Once you're done in seeking help, the next thing you want to do is to just, you know, get counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Seek knowledge in that thing you want to do. And I know a lot of things I've set my mind to do and I failed in because I didn't seek the right knowledge.
Wow.
So seek knowledge from people that have gone far, that have gone ahead in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're trying to pursue that and you're making money, you know, most times what our problem is that we don't want to start little. We don't want to start little. We want to start big.
Yes.
When you know that you'll find what you want to do, that thing that you'll find, do it with all diligence, worldly. For a woman, building a name is intentional, it's deliberate.
Yeah.
You just have to build your name, you know, to that climax where people will think of you and like that woman. No, I can't. In fact, I can entrust this so money in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
I can entrust this so amount in her hand. Yeah, I trust her.
Yeah.
Build your name in that business that you want to do.
And you know,
we are not sleeping.
People can say, as I'm like this now, I don't have customer. How will I start? Look, everybody on your contact list is your potential customer. All those
customer.
That used to be your status. Why not start posting things
now.
You're selling?
Yes,
on
now.
Facebook, on Instagram.
There's nothing like, some people will say, I've been advertising for over something months. No sales come. Continue.
Yes, even your children's school. When you go to pick your children from school, run, talk to their teachers, talk to other parents. In church.
Because it's not always easy for one hand to be doing something that is meant for two hands.
That's true.
God didn't say that the woman should come and sit down or sleep and eat with the man's out. He said that we are an help meet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to help and meet the demand when the man is not able to meet.
Yes.
So how can you just come and see? So it's not possible. Just start.
Yeah.
Don't say that you don't have people that will buy from me. I have a woman in my church and she sells Tom Brown. That Tom Brown is like a cereal that babies eat. But it's easily digestible. So it's for babies from age zero. If you don't want to give them breast milk like that.
Yeah.
That is what she does. And she's making cool money.
Hmm.
So most times, you know, the problem with most of us women, mostly married women, is that we think we can't start little.
Yeah.
Every great woman starts little.
That's true.
Or else, maybe you have big family that you can easily run to them and say, mommy, help me, daddy, help me, brother, help me, sister,
mm-hmm.
help me.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, as a married woman, it's not even easy. It's not as easy as that for you to be married and still run to your house and say, mommy, help me. No matter how, you know, how rich or how wealthy they are. Because at that time when you are married, you become the responsibility of your husband.
Yes,
as most, you know, African thing. Because without the support, it will not be easy.
We've really been focusing on married women like a lot. So I just because I know some single ladies are also listening to this. So what advice would you give single ladies?
My darling single ladies.
How what advice would you give single ambitious single ladies before they get married? What advice can you give to them?
Yes. To the singles, I don't have much to say. I will only say that my dear singles, listen to me right now. The best time is now.
Yes.
The best time is now, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear ambitious lady, you know, my head will just swear like, because I know what it feels to be ambitious as a single.
Yes.
Don't let any man kill that stress in you. Don't let any man. I heard of a story of a lady, it was not 2 days ago, that he was supposed to go to Abuja to get a job of the salary is, I think, very okay like that. And because the boyfriend
mm-hmm.
said she shouldn't go, that he would miss her. You know, I think they were together or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she shouldn't go, she should stay back. Then she stayed back
mm-hmm.
and forgot the job. And as the story goes, it was like she's actually been searching for a job for a while.
Yeah.
And she got that job with a good pay. And she stayed back because of a boyfriend. Like, boyfriend. I tell you, my dear thing, don't you dare let anyone try to trample on your strength, on your ambition. This is the time. I used to see it and I would say it with all of my strength. As a single woman, you have all the strength now.
Not the time.
And you are a queen.
Mm.
So I want you to try all of your best to make sure you are queening in your own dome before that king comes.
Yes,
don't say, because I want to go to the man so that the man can make me. Which man make who? Who make who? You make yourself. Make yourself. Don't wait for any man to come and make you. Your purpose in life is not marriage. I say it all of the time. Marriage is not your purpose in life. Marriage only makes purpose broader. So you need to be... I think that we love all my friends. Yes, my dear singles. Make sure that you have something at least that can sustain you independently.
Yeah, that's true. That's
all the time. You have to wait for the guy to send you kind. You have to wait for the... throughout my singlehood, I've never think there is a day I call. I don't... I've always been like that. I don't depend on men. I don't. While I myself and my husband were dating, I know days that I go to his house, I have to beg me with transport fare. Take now, say no, I'll be feeling you know now. Yeah, I know that I don't have to wait for you to do anything for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Something should come before the order. Mm-hmm. So find your life. Get a life first. Let me put it like that. Get a life first.
Yes, that's true.
Before
that's...
you think of marriage.
Thank you
marriage
so much. That was amazing.
Be there forever. Marriage will always be there. It's not that's... going anywhere.
You guys have heard it, though. You guys have heard it. Don't be in a rush to marry. Don't be in a rush to marry. Although I just want to thank you. You really giving us hot this evening. I really appreciate this insightful session.
Let me add this up before we round up for the ladies. I just want to say this. See, I want you to know this, that for you as a single, you need to also learn to network and socialize. Please network. Don't trade your back on the ground for a bag of money. I beg you. You will lose your value totally. So don't say because you want to make money and then the next thing you have to do is to try to be getting something from a guy and you have to lay your back on the ground. Please raise your head up, crown yourself. Your crown, it can feel like the thing you want to bend. It can bend, but don't let it fall. If you consider any job to be dirty, I'm saying this. If you consider any job to be a dirty job, do it. Go dirty. But don't just go dirty under a man, knocking you on the ground and saying, baby, give me that sound. That's not it. So as a single, make sure you're doing everything to your peace of mind. And know your worth and your value. Know that you're valuable and you're worthy. But it's the way you carry yourself that a man will carry you.
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much. Wow. It has been, in fact, even like make I come and just give you the podcast, so you just continue talking. Unfortunately, we have to go. Well, thank you. This has been an amazing session, and thank you for sharing your story with us today. You've inspired
thank
me, honestly,
you.
And I hope you've
thank
also inspired
you.
Others who are listening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would love to connect with our guest, you can search for her on Facebook via Home of Marital Eminence. House of Marital Eminence. Or you can find her via her personal account, Oluwanifemi Olori Adekunle, and follow her.
Olori Kanzi.
Olori Adekunle. So you can find her and communicate with her. She has a lot to offer, and I know you would enjoy following her. So thank you so much, for tuning in today. And please remember to share this episode with every single unmarried lady you know. And also share with your friends and your family and on social media. Leave your comments, ask questions if you have any. And tune in next week, Thursday, for another fantastic episode. We're going to be talking about our mental health as Nigerians. Because it's not easy today, this country. So we need to take care of our mental health. And since May is Mental Health Month, we're going to be talking about mental health next week. So tune in for that session, because it's going to be a very amazing one. I love you all and have a blessed weekend. Bye.
Bye.